From the WUFT newsroom, I'm Kristen Shermont-Spina. Governor Ron DeSantis signed his eighth and final budget on Monday, and he vetoed $800 million from a budget of $114.5 billion. The signing comes 2 days before the fiscal year is set to begin, and after a legislative battle over spending led to a stalemate that required a May special session. The budget includes more than $30 billion for K-12 schools, which is more than last year. The funding also sets aside $1.5 billion to boost teacher pay and $665 million for Everglades restoration projects. DeSantis has touted a reduction in the overall budget for four straight years, as well as reduction in the state debt and a decrease of 1,300 state workers from when he first took office in 2019.
We're leaving it better than we found it. No question that we're stronger. No question that we're fiscally responsible. No question that we've met all the challenges that have come before us.
But Democrats, like House Democratic leader Fentress Driscoll, are not happy with the outcome. She says her party was disproportionately targeted in the vetoes.
And what's so unfortunate about that is that regardless of whether or not your district is represented by a Democrat or a Republican, there are people of all political stripes in those districts.
DeSantis also signed off on a tax package, which is estimated to cut state and local revenue by $272 million in the next fiscal year. It revives a hunting, fishing, and camping sales tax holiday, which will now run from September through December. The package also moves Florida's annual back-to-school sales tax holiday from July 20th to August 20th, rather than for all of August. This is Morning Edition from WUFT. I'm Kristen Shermont-Spina.